If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Jeremiah chapter 43. Jeremiah chapter 43. The Bible says, verse 1 said, "And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words. Then spake Azariah the son of Hoshiah, and Jonan the son of Kariah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, Thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, Go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Barak the son of Neriah setteth thee on against us for deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captives into Babylon. So Jonan the son of Kariah and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Jonaiah the son of Kariah and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations where they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women and children and the king's daughters and every person that Nebuchadnezzar Zaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahelakim, and the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Barak, and the sons of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tapanhes." Amen. You've got to be my help this morning. I want to preach, Brother Charles, on this thought. No place to run and no place to hide. Amen. No place to run and no place to hide. As we look at the Word of God and we see Jeremiah and he's talking to the people. Now, Jeremiah is giving them the Word of God. Now, this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last that Jeremiah will preach to the Word of God. But thus says God, amen. He's speaking to them from God, and he's asking them to receive it. But what do? They decide that they don't want to really listen to God. They said they do. They say they do. Kind of like a lot of church people today. We say that we want it, and we say that we'll receive it, but we really don't. Amen. They had asked Jeremiah to pray for them and seek the will of God all the way back to the beginning of the Word, back in chapters 38, 39, 40. They were seeking the Word of God. And God began to speak to them and he began to give them direction, but they wouldn't do it. Well, how many people do you know today, God speaking to them, they say, "Oh yeah, but we won't do it." Amen. We hear what you're saying. That's what they done to Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 42, the people had come to him, all the captains and the forces that was there, and they come to Jeremiah, and they come near to him, praise God, in a great volume, and they begin to speak to him. And he says in chapter 42 and verse 2, "And said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God." Now notice they don't say their Lord, our God. They say the Lord thy God. I won't say praise the Lord. Every time I'm going to mention him as mine. Amen. Amen. He may be yours, but I know he's mine. Amen. Hey, praise God. Ain't you glad? Amen. Hey, you know if he's yours or not. I'm glad he's mine, praise God, today. Said, "Even for all this remnant, for they were left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God," there it is again, "may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do." Now, I preached several years ago on this thought, where to go and what to do. Amen. God will show you where to go, where to be, and God will show you what to do if you'll listen to him. If we will listen to him. And they pray and they ask Jeremiah, they say, "Listen, would you talk to God for us? Would you go to him with our supplications and say, Lord, you know this is where we're at, this is the situation we're in, and we need to know what to do." And now in order to get this in your mind, you got to realize what's taking place. Judah has been in bondage for a while. Nebuchadnezzar that comes along, he decides to release some of them that weren't taken in. There was some that they had left in Judah. They left the poor forest there. They left the farmers there to tend to crops and things, and they left them in Judah. Amen. But Nebuchadnezzar begins to move upon it. Jeremiah has been cast into jail. Praise God. They take him and they despitefully use him and they throw him in a pit. And a pit, Brother Bill, is not a pit, a well of water, but it's a place of mire. Amen. An old muddy pit, and they throw Jeremiah into it. A word comes to Nebuchadnezzar's ears, and he said, "Hey, listen, what I want you to do." Now this is no wicked king, but he tells him, "So I want you to go down there." I'm paraphrasing. You go down there. I want you to get Jeremiah out of that pit. Amen. Praise God. They bring him up out of the pit. The same form. And he's there in the presence of outer court of the palace, and he's there. Amen. During this time. And it comes to Nebuchadnezzar chapter 4, Jeremiah 39 and 10. It said, Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, left of the poor of the people, which had nothing, the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan. You say that three times real fast. The captain of the guard saying, "Take him and look well to him." Now notice, this is important. We got to get this right here. If we get it right here, praise God, we'll see how good God is. Amen. "Take him and look well to him and do him no harm and do unto him even as he shall say unto thee." So King Nebuchadnezzar, the one in control, praise God, the high potentate, he said, "You take Jeremiah the prophet, you bring him up, praise God, and you do well to him, you take care of him, and anything he says to you, praise God, you do it." It sounds to me like Jeremiah's got more power than the guards. Amen. Praise God. This is so Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent to Nebuchadnezzar and Nabsaris and Nergal-Sharazer, Rabmag, and the king of the Babylonian princes, even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Akahim, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home so he dwelt among the people. So you see what take place. He put him in the charge, put him with Gedaliah, praise God, who they had made governor of Judah to be over the people and give them direction. And God Almighty said, you take him, you put him with, you put Jeremiah with him, praise God, over there in Judah so that he can watch after things, and you watch after Jeremiah. Amen. Sounds like God had a plan. Now, this is no wicked king, so I don't know that he had the plan. It had to come from God. But God can even use old wicked kings and princes, praise God, to get his will done. Amen. So we see this thing playing out. I mean, it's like a really good movie. Amen. And it's got a theme and it plays out before us. And we see him take Jeremiah out of the pit. He walks in the court and the king, praise God, comes along and he said, "Hey, listen, we need to take care of Jeremiah. He found favor in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar." Amen. Praise God. So what happens? They begin to show him pleasure and they come up, they rock on, and the Bible tells us that Ishmael comes up and he makes a plan to kill the governor of Judah. And so he comes on. They tell him that he's going to be killed. Gedaliah said, "Hey, listen, there's been a plot for your life." But he doesn't believe them. In Jeremiah chapter 40, he says this. And Jonaniah, in verse 15, the son of Kariah, spake to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, now Mizpah, if you look on your map, it's about 2 miles outside of Bethlehem. It's a place where they would be looking for the promise of the Messiah. Amen? So God had put them there where the promise was going to be, where they could be looking for it. Amen. Sent Jeremiah the prophet into their midst, put him there. And he said, "Jeremiah, you go with them. You go up there and get Eliah." And praise God, in the Mizpah, praise God, just 2 miles from Bethlehem, the place of the prophet. "And I'm going to watch over you and protect you. There's no harm going to come to you." Amen. And so Jeremiah, he shares that with the people. But they come to him and said, and he says, then Jonadab, the son of Kareah, spake unto Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the man, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee, that all the Jews which are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish. Amen. So he says, listen, so this is what needs to play out. Amen. So he said, but Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said unto Johanan, the son of Koresh, thou shalt not do this thing, for thou hast falsely thou speakest falsely of Ishmael. And you know the stories, you rock on through here in verse 41, say, Ishmael does rise up, and he comes against him, and him and 10 other fellows, they slay Gedaliah. They come along, they kill him, they kill all the staff, all the people with him, the Babylonian guard, amen, which would bring reproach upon Judah, and all this stuff takes place. And then they rock on, and the people come. Captains of the forces come together to Jeremiah, and they say, hey, what are we going to do? And then they come to the man of God, and they say, what thus says God? Say, I want you to speak to him. I want you to take supplication, God, and see what God says. Amen. They say, we want you to speak to your God, to thy God, and that he may show us the way that we need to walk and where we need to go. Amen. And in chapter 42, verse 4, it says, then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God. Amen. He's not just my God, he's your God. Or ought to be. According to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. He said, I'm going to pray for you. But he said, now you listen to me. He said, I'm going to pray and take your supplication to the Lord. But he said, when he tells me and informs me, he gives me the word back. He said, I'm going to tell you what he says. Amen. Jeremiah, Brother Bill, he said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and make you feel good about it. He said, I'm just going to tell you what God says. Amen. And so they go in verse number five, he said, then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things which the Lord thy God hath sent thee to us. He says, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we sent thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord. Now here we go, our God. Amen. They started realizing they needed some help. You know, realize we can't get nothing from the Lord till we realize we need it. Amen. When we start realizing that we need help from the Lord, God will pour out in abundance. Praise His holy name. He goes on in verse 7. He said, and it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Now, I believe God hesitated for a little bit on Jeremiah just to give him time to think about it, to ponder over it. Amen. Verse 8 said, then called Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye send me to present your supplication before him. Now listen to this. He said, if you will still abide in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down. And I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. He, God says, you know what? I want to just tell you, I'm sorry for everything I've had to put on you. I pray, God, because of evil that I've had to put you through to get your attention, to get to look to me, to even bring supplication for me and say, Lord God, we need some help. Do you realize if it wasn't for the chastening hand of God, most people would live out and do their own thing and never look up to God? People say, well, preacher, why does we have to go through these things in this world? Praise God, to get our attention. Amen. Because you and I are so stubborn and hard-headed, praise God, that God has to do things to get our attention. Our families, our friends, our loved ones are so stubborn and hard-headed that He has to get our attention. Amen. Praise God. Hey, so it's the evil things that's in this world, the bitterness, the hardship we go through, praise God, is because of our hard-headedness. It's not because God don't love us. Hey, praise God, He loves us. That's why He chastens us. Amen. If he didn't love us, he wouldn't chasten us. There's a whole lot of youngins running around this world today that have no chastening, they have no discipline because they don't love them. They conceive them, they bring them in this world, and they just turn them loose. Amen. Praise God, if we love our youngins, praise God, we'll chasten them, we'll correct them, we'll point them in the right direction continuously. Amen. Brother Bill, that don't stop when they get to be teenagers either. And don't stop when they get to be adults, praise God. We still love them, and brother, we still continue to try to point them in the right direction. Amen. We still can try to give them direction. You said, is this thing never end? Answer, no. Amen. Because we love each other and we're constantly trying to help each other. Praise God. He said, be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, verse 11, saith the Lord. Now who said it? The Lord. I'm going to say, if the Lord says it, praise God, you can take it to the bank. He said, don't worry about the Chaldees. Don't worry about the king of Babylon. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. He said, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Amen. So he said, if you look at it, you already see that he had already started it when he said, when he put Gedaliah over to be a governor over Judah, praise God, which was a righteous man, and he sent Jeremiah, praise God, to lead him and to be there, praise God, so God could furnish him a blessing. Amen. You know what happens to us, Brother Robert? Sometimes God wants to bless us, but we don't want to look for the blessing. Amen. And when he does give it, we don't want to see it. We get caught up in the rat race, in the spectrum of life that we're living, praise God, and we forget to look for God. Amen. I see God in it, praise the Lord. Amen. God is what makes the difference. But look at verse 13. He said, but if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, but we will go out, we will go into the land of Egypt. Now, Egypt, what is it a type of? The world. Amen. He said, we will go into Egypt, top of the world. He said, in other words, we're going to leave God, leave the presence of God, leave the promises of God, and say, we're going to go back to something that has no promise or no hope. Amen. Hey, listen, don't let the devil deceive you, praise God, and get you out of the presence of the Lord. What we need to be doing right now, youngins, is getting closer to God than we ever have. Getting a hold of our families, praise God. Finding an old family altar, praying and seeking God's face. Putting God first, making Him preeminent in everything. Remember that priority? Setting a priority. And I told you there's no such thing as priorities. There's a priority. And the priority is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And when we get that, we get it all. Amen. Bible says, praise God. Bible teaches when we get the Son, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, we get it all. But he said he prayed. He said they wouldn't obey the voice of the Lord. Say, no, we will go down in verse 14 in the land of Egypt where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of a trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell. He said, so what they said is, say, you know what, Gedaliah's gone. We don't have him tomorrow. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back down to Egypt because down there, just like they said, when they come out, they said those leeks and those good things and garlicky, spicy food, praise God, and we've come to like so well, and we're just going to go down there and just partake, praise God, till we bust. That's what a whole lot of the world is saying today when they go into the world, praise God, and the lust thereof. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 15, he said, now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Now this ain't me speaking this, Lord. This is the Lord. I'm just giving you Bible. Yeah, you can't argue with Bible. If you do, you're not arguing with the mailman. You're arguing with God. Amen. He said, but now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. If ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt. And the famine whereof you were afraid shall follow close after you there in the land of Egypt, and there ye shall what? Die. Amen? I don't want to die in the world, do you? I want to die in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, praise God, so that immediately I'll be in His presence. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm looking for the presence of the Lord. And so we see this thing playing out, and God tells me, say, listen, said, I've sent you the promise, praise God. I've sent you the hope in Jeremiah the prophet. He said, I've already given him a surety that I'm going to take care of him. And Jeremiah tries to tell them that. They ask him, what can we do? And he said, hey, listen, just go with God. Just stay with the Lord. Stay where God put you, praise God, and God will take care of you. Amen. Praise His holy name. He says, he goes on in verse 17, says, so shall it be with all the men that set their face to go into Egypt, sojourn there. They shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. That sounds familiar. Amen. And by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. You say, preacher, why would God bring evil upon them? For disobedience. What does it mean to be, Brother Charles hit on that this morning, said, what does it mean to be obedient to the Lord? Jesus said, just take up your cross and follow me. Amen. He said, I am the answer, praise God. He said, I'm the way. He said, just take up your cross, praise God, just follow me. So what do we got to do, praise God, if we want to make it out of here, just follow Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, verse 18, and the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you. When you shall enter into Egypt, you shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place. Now watch this, no more. Amen. See, what we have here, we have the dispersion of Judah praise God, because of their disobedience to God. It was beginning. We see the beginning of the Gentile, the days of the Gentile, they had started, and they wasn't going in because of disobedience to God. Now, one day, the end of this, the Gentile will be when Jesus Christ comes back. Amen. But we're not there yet. Praise the Lord. But he said, because of disobedience, he said, you'll not see the place no more, the place you love, the place that you call home. He said, if you go off into the world, said, you'll not make it back. I believe there's a lot of our people today, brother Bill, going off into the world, off in that top of Egypt, the top of the world, and they're not coming back. Amen. You know, what do you do? They're dying in their sin. You know, a preacher, I believe they were saved. They may be saved, but praise God, if you turn your back on God, He'll not let you become a reproach. He'll take you, He'll chasten you, He'll bring you back, or He'll take you out. You say, do you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe that's a God. I believe He loves us that much. Amen. Praise His holy name. His Lord has said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt, nor certainly I have admonished you this day. For ye disassembled in your hearts. Now what he says here, Brother Bill, he said, you come to him and you asked me, you brought to take your supplications for God. He said, but you wasn't serious about it. He said, you were just pretending. I believe there's a lot of pretending Christians today. Amen. They pretend like they want to live right. They pretend like they want to do right. They pretend like they want to trust in the Lord, but they're just pretending. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you know? You can tell. You say, you're judging them. So, no, I'm just the fruit inspector. Amen. You can tell by the fruit they bear, praise God, whose side they're on. He said, for you disassembled your hearts when you sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Amen. He said, you said, hey, listen, you pray, Lord, you talk to God, you bring back word, you tell us the way that we should go and where we should be, praise God. And he said, we'll listen to you. Amen. We'll pay attention. Where we should go, what we should do, and we'll do it. But he said, you were just pretending. You didn't really mean it. I wonder how many of us today, praise God, profess ourselves to be Christians, but we don't really mean it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about, are we followers of Christ? I like what Brother Charles was teaching this morning, praise God. He's talking about following after Christ and doing the thing, praise God, that it would bring our remembrance, it'd take us to a place where we'd realize the power in the hand of God. Amen. Where we would have a discernment. Where we'd stop every now and then, shut our mouth, not saying, listen twice because we've got two ears, and say, what's God trying to teach me here? Amen. What do I need to learn from this experience? What do I need to learn from what I'm about to do? What kind of reaction should I have that'll be pleasing to God? Amen.
Amen.
We got a long way to go, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. And a short time to get there. But we got a God, the same God that was up with Jeremiah. Praise God, is the same God that's with us. But we cannot be pretenders. We've got to want to know the truth and to walk therein. Amen. He said, you show us the way we'll go. And he said, that's the way we'll walk. So Jeremiah said, okay, God said he'd show you a way. He'd put you where you need to be. And he'd teach you to walk, but you'd have to listen. And he said, you was just pretending. And said, you didn't really mean it. Verse 21, it says, now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword. Here he repeats it in case they had any doubt. Die by the sword and by famine and by pestilence in the place whether ye desire to go and sojourn. He said, if you're going to go back into the world, let me just tell you, you're going to die down in Egypt. Amen. So we see in verse 30, chapter 43, praise God, that Jeremiah's talking to them. He's giving them the good word of God, but they wouldn't listen. And he said, you're going to die down in that awful place. Now, it's amazing to me. I got my ruler out. I got a map at home, and I got the measuring that from Mizpah down there to where they went to in the edge of Egypt is about 225 miles. I wondered how far we'll go to get out of the will of God. Amen? It's amazing to me that people are putting an effort. They'll get in a car, they'll drive, they'll go, they'll put forth every effort they've got to get away from God.
Amen.
And they won't. And as Jesus told the Pharisees and the scribes, he said, you won't lift your little finger, praise God, to try to do right. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to do right than it is to do wrong. If we do right, praise God, we've got the help of the Lord. The Lord told him, he said, hey, you can do right, praise God. He said, there's no place to run, no place to hide from the presence of God. So he said, what we need to do is just settle down in his presence. Amen. That's what makes a difference. Praise God. So where do you go? Where do you hide? Praise God, there's nowhere. Amen. From the hand of the Lord. So they heard the word of God, but they wouldn't do it. This isn't an unusual statement. This isn't by chance. This isn't something that just happened now and then. It's happened all through the Word of God. God gives us many, many examples where people, He speaks to our heart, but we just won't do it. Amen? We become hardened to His Word. He tells us in Ezekiel, remember Ezekiel, he's talking about him. He's talking to a prophet Ezekiel and said, hey, listen, there's a whole lot of things are happening here that God's a trying to do for His people, but they just wouldn't listen. They said, the man of God's coming. He's preaching. They said, you got to come hear this. Amen. In the book of Ezekiel, look at 33 with me. Ezekiel chapter 33. He says this in verse 33, verse 30. He said, also thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses. Tell Scott we're praying for him, Brother Jeff. Amen. They're talking against thee by the walls and the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, even one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what this, the word of the Lord cometh forth, the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Verse 31, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For they are, with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. In other words, they hear in hypocrisy. Amen. They hear in hypocrisy. They don't hear the word that their hearts might be changed, but they hear in hypocrisy. Praise God. I see what they got to do to slide around God. I want to tell you, you can't slide. You can't sidestep God today. He will. His truth will find you out. Amen. He said, it goes on verse 32. He says, lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but watch this, they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, and it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. He said, they may not listen, they may not pay attention now, but one day it'll come back. And they'll realize, praise God, that the man of God was trying to tell them, the oracles of God, the voice of God, is trying to speak to them, and they wouldn't listen. Hey, listen, young, we better listen before it's too late. Open our eyes, praise God. Open our ears to the goodness of God. So Jeremiah, he's here and he's trying to tell them after all this has transpired. And they look at him and they say, well, you're just a false prophet. You're just a false prophet. You ain't got no God on you. Amen. You're just going to take us down here. You've conspired and you're just going to turn us into the hands of the Chaldeans. I'm going to say it was the hands of the Chaldeans, but God made possible Jeremiah to be loose so he could tell them the prophecies of God. Amen. You say, how could that happen, preacher? Let me just tell you how it happened right quickly, and I'm done. He said, then spake Azariah, in Jeremiah 43, verse 2, then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshiah, and Johanan, the son of Kariah, and all the proud men. You know what happened? Pride come in the way. All the proud men. Pride come up in their eyes, and praise God. They said, you know what? We think we know more than God does. We know where we're at. We know we've been invaded. We know we've been taken captive before, and we don't want to be taken captive again. So we're just going to gloat up. We're going to do our own thing. Ain't that about what all the world's saying now? We're just going to go our own way and do our own thing. Amen. Pride. Where's that come from? It comes from pride. Amen. Let me tell you something about pride. Brother Junior, pride is contagious. Amen. Hey, see, they say, our people see pride bound up in a father or a mother or a family member, and pride is contagious. They say, well, I wouldn't do that at all. And go to the Lord, go to an altar, pray, see God's face, to weep before God. Hey, man, they say, well, I wouldn't do that at all because of pride. That's why we won't do it. Amen? Because we won't humble ourselves before the Lord, and they see that, and it's contagious. People get caught up in it, and they decide to disobey God. They even called Jeremiah an old liar. Amen. So you don't know what you're talking about. He said, well, you asked me, I talked to God, and this is what God said. If you don't like what I said, you just have to take it up with God. So they load up, and they head down towards Egypt, out of the will of God. They decide to, you know, it takes an effort to decide to disobey God. Hello? It's an effort when we decide to disobey God. And if you decide to disobey God, the devil will give you all kinds of excuses for rejecting His Word. See, when we deny God, when we disobey God, we're actually rejecting the Word of God. Say, well, I'm not going to do that. It's funny how we'll pick and choose what part of it we like. Amen? And what part of it we don't like. Because we'll obey and we'll listen to part of it, but we won't listen to the rest. That's what the world's doing today, especially with these other versions of the Bible. They're perversions. They're not versions, they're perversions. They're taking the Word, they're changing around so it fits the way they want to live. Amen? You know, it's our lifestyle. No, it ain't really our lifestyle, praise God. It's sin. Amen? I get so tired of people trying to pack it off as a lifestyle like it's a choice that we have. It's not a choice, it's sin. Amen. That's what we need to just call it, is sin. It's not homosexuality, pray God. It's not lesbianism or being gay. It's sin. Amen. Amen. That's what it is. We need to call it what it is. God does. Amen. Amen. I know one day they'll probably pack me up, throw me in the jail, put me under the jail, lock me up, and give me bread and water because I stand for the truth. But pray God, sin is sin. Amen. Amen. It'll always be sin. So they decide they're not going to disobey God. They reject the Word of God. Amen. You know what? That's pretty much the slander of ignorant men. They just slander the Word of God. They try to put down the Word of God, and they try to slander you and me, praise God. Oh, you just don't really matter if you believe that old stuff. You're just an old fogey, Brother Bill, for wanting to stay with God's Word. Stay with this old King James Bible. Amen. I believe it's still absolute truth. Absolutely. I believe we can build our homes, our hearts, our families upon it, and it'll stand the test of time. I believe, Brother Kevin, it'll take us from here to yonder. I believe it'll deposit us over in glory in a little while. Amen. I believe that. Praise God. There's a lot of things that's happening. I've been praying a whole lot, seeking some direction, seeking God. We've got children, praise God, that's in this world, and the world's messed up. Amen. We got to figure some way to pluck them out. We've got to figure out some way to separate them. Amen. So they be a separate people. We don't want to be like this, like these people here, because they loaded up and they started marching down to Egypt. And the Bible tells us they gathered up the princes, they gathered up the women, they gathered up the children, they gathered up the king's daughters in chapter in verse 6, and they gathered up Jeremiah and the prophet, and they began to tear down that way. What the world won't do is gather us up in a death march and take us back into the world. Amen. I'm not up for a death march, praise God. I'm going to live for Jesus. Hey, listen, we're called Tar Heels because we stick where we're put. I'm just going to stay where I am with God. Amen. And if I die in the battlefield, it'll be here.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Be where God would have me to be. Amen. They decided to march down there 225 miles in the depth when they could have stayed where God would be with them and put them, praise God, receive of the promise of God and life everlasting. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. Ain't nowhere to hide, to run, nowhere to hide from God. We just need to stay with Him. You know, let me tell you something. You can't run away from your problems. There's so many people, Brother Chris, I know today, that's running away from church because they're trying to avoid their problems. They're trying to get away from their issue. So they take off and they run out into the world to try to help them forget. I've got news for you. Your problems will find you. Your problems will follow. You can't run from them.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I've had family that's tried to move off to other places and other states, trying to get away from their problems. Guess what? Their problems just followed them where they went. Amen? It does. You can't get away. You can't run from, praise God. Just have to stay with the Lord. Trust in Him, praise God. A change of geography, praise God, won't change. But even the children, a change of geography didn't change their hearts. Amen? They were still hard toward God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ain't nowhere to run or hide. We just have to stay with the Lord. Amen. God was promised He'd watch over them. I want to say God has promised He'd watch over us. Now God here, if you go to chapter 44, He said God was watching over them, but it wasn't for blessing. Amen. What do you say? I said, when we get out of the will of God and we choose to go away from God, He said He'll watch over. He continues to watch over, but it won't be for blessings. Amen. It'll be there to chastise you and bring you back to Him because He loves you. He wants to get you out of harm. He wants to take you up out of that mess that you're living in, that you're putting yourself in. Amen. But God said He wanted to be a blessing. He wanted to give them help. He wanted to put them in a place where there was plenty. He wanted to put them in a place of the land of milk and honey. He wanted to put them in a place, praise God, where they could partake of the good things of God. Amen. He told them that he was going to put them in a place in Jeremiah chapter 40. Let me just give you this, and I'm done. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 40 and verse number 10, he says, "For me, behold, I will dwell in Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But ye, gather ye wine and summer fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that ye have taken." He said, you've come back into the land. God's brought you back. He said, just begin to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Just begin to partake of His goodness. Amen. He said, likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and that were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left the remnant of Judah and that he had set for us over them Gedaliah, the son of Echalim, the son of Shaphan. Watch this. Even all the Jews returned out of all the places where they were driven and came into the land of Judah to Gedaliah unto Mizpah and gathered wine and summer fruit very much. Amen. So they didn't have nothing. Nothing was there. Praise God. There was no planting. But he said, praise God, if you'll come to God and walk with God, live for God. He said, there'll be a fruitful season. He said, there'll be reaping where you planted not. He said, there'll be growing. He said, there'll be glory. He said, praise God so much. God said, you won't be able to pertain to it. He said, He'll put it in a basket, full, running over, pressed down. He said, God Almighty said, if you'll just stay with Him, praise God, He'll bless you on purpose. Amen. Hey, listen, there's nowhere to run or hide to get away from this old world which we live. But praise God, the only place that we can go is to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the help of the Lord. And God begins to bless us, and God begins to give us, and God begins to take us and touch us and help us and encourage our hearts and touch our souls. the very part of us that belongs to God, the soul and the spirit of man. He said, listen, don't worry about that old outward man that's full of defilement anyway. He said, just put your trust in the Lord and God will take care of that inward man. Amen. When the inner man starts, I've noticed when the inward man starts running well, the outward man starts looking better, starts acting better. Hey, the outward man even starts smelling better. Amen. When you get to living for the Lord, putting your trust in Him and He begins to provide. And sometimes you just got to look up and say, thank you, Lord. Hey, I don't know where that come from, but yes, I do. It come from the Lord. Amen. Just have to stop. Hey, I stop at all times and say, Lord, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that that you love me. Thank you, Lord, that you love me. That thank you, Lord, that you take care of me. Thank you, Lord, that you've never forsaken me. You've never left me. Amen. Somebody said last night, I've been beat up and busted up about more than any man. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a Savior. He's mine. Amen. Praise God, I may go out of here beaten, banged, and maimed from top to bottom. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God. I've had both knees, one replaced. Both of them worked on. Amen. I've had hernias on both sides. I've had a diaphragm ruptured, poked, and patched together. I've had both shoulders operated on. Praise God. I've had surgery on my back. I've had cancers cut out of my back. I've had cancers cut out of my head. But I say, God be the glory. He's still my God. He's my Savior. He's the one that I love. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to go out of here and shout. You say, why can you do it? Why do you do it? Why don't you just do like Job's wife said, just curse God and die. Hey, man, there's no curse in my heart for my God. Only praise and joy and glory. I just lift up His name every day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you made. And you're going to allow me to participate and joy in it. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying? There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I'm just going to stay with God because He's been there with me every step of the way. Amen. This old ship may be beat battered, but praise God, it's going to weather the storm and it's come out over on yonder shore. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. I'm going to come out shouting and praising and giving God glory. Hey, one of these days, maybe you go before me. You look over Chili Jordan one day, there'll be a crazy little old preacher. He'll come out of that old ship of Zion shouting and praising, giving glory to the Lord of hosts. Praise God like he ain't got no sense at all. Amen. I'm going to praise Him and give Him. Boy, I tell you, I told Him Wednesday night, I'm going to get that body like in the Lord, that resurrection body. I'm going to come out of there shouting and praising and giving Him glory. Amen. There won't be nothing that'll hurt or defile or corrupt up there. And we'll just be able to give Him perfect praise. Because God said, listen, said, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide in this world. He said, just hide yourself in the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shelter ourselves under His wing, praise God. And one day in a little while, He'll call us out of here. Boy, what a sweet voice that'll be. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. We'll lose gravitation. Nothing will hold us back. You know, sometimes people say stuff all the time, but boy, if they could have only got them to the doctor, if they had only done this, they'd only done that. I say, when your time comes, the Bible says, appointed man wants to die and after this a judgment. When our time comes, youngin', you're out of here. I don't care if you've got the best doctors Duke's got. When your time comes, you're out of here, praise God. And we need to be ready. Amen. Living in a place with God. Not hiding from Him, but being open and honest in His presence. You know what happened if Judah, if they had been just open and honest in the presence, they'd have still been living in the land of praising the God of glory. And He'd have been taking care of them with an almighty hand. Amen. If they had just put our trust, as we preached last week, just put their trust in the hand of an almighty God. That's what we got to do, young, and just put nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Just put ourselves in His hand and say, Lord, I know You got this because You've got me. Amen. Praises. Ain't you glad you serve a God like that you can trust, you can believe in, you can rely on, because He is the God of glory. Praise His holy name.